Hi, it's Devlin, and welcome to another episode of Audio Secrets. Lifting the veil on the secret world of audio recording. The original point behind these bonus episodes was to answer your questions about audio recording, and we're getting down near the end, I have to say, so this is probably going to be the last bonus episode for a little while, although on Wednesdays we have a meditation session, so join me for some relaxation then, and obviously the main story on Monday, which continues. But for taking you into my recording booth, this is probably the last time for a little while. Unless you come up with a load of questions. Unless there are things I haven't answered. You know, there's only so long I can talk about audiobooks and audio recording. There's only so many questions to answer. So hopefully I have answered all your questions. So the last one. Getting started. Where do you begin? Well, as you probably know, I got into audio recording because of a bet, but we won't go into that. Yes, some time ago, there was a bet. But I've used my voice all my life. I'm a qualified hypnotherapist. I've done a lot of public speaking, a lot of storytelling in different guises. So, yes, I'm used to using my voice. Now, for somebody coming from outside of that, from somebody who thinking, oh, I'd like to try it, but I'm not sure where to begin, the first thing is to get a microphone. Now, I'm going to assume that you've got a PC or a Mac or something, yeah? I would probably start with a Yeti. Yeah, I'm going to put my hand out there. Yes, it's called a Yeti microphone. They're about $100, give and take. It depends where you buy them. They're a very good quality microphone. They are a USB microphone and so are a lot simpler and you need less gadgets. What the microphone I'm using right here, right now, is an XLR microphone. So it's a lot more sensitive. This is why you can hear all the nuances in my voice, but it's also a lot more expensive. And you need a load of kit to go with it because it doesn't just plug into a computer. So if you're starting out, get started simply. Yeah. So get a Yeti microphone, get your PC and download a piece of software. I know a load of people go on about Audacity and saying, oh, it's free audio recording software. It is, but you'll quickly find that it's very, very limited. Extremely limited. I wouldn't even start off with it. I jump in. There's a program called Reaper, R-E-A-P-E-R. I know, strange name for an audio recording program, but they all have strange names. You'll learn that. It's kind of free. They have this endless trial period and you have to wait 5 seconds when you're loading up the program. But I have to say, as the owner of a full license, it is well worth the $50 or whatever it is to buy a license now. It's a good piece of software. There's some learning you're going to need to do, but there's hundreds and hundreds of training videos on Reaper. Literally, there's tons of them. And it does everything you need it to do and a million times more. For doing voice work, it's highly unlikely that you'll use Reaper to its full potential, to its full extent. So good investment, fantastic software. It works fantastically. It really does. And it's fairly easy to learn. Honestly, you don't need to know most of it. But there are key things you need to know, which you can find out very quickly. Yeah. But the first things first. Plug your microphone in and record. Now, setting up your environment. This is something when I've worked with authors in the past or other starting out voice actors, they sit at their kitchen table. They have a microphone in front of them and a laptop and they record. And it doesn't sound quite right. And the reason is that your room's full of echoes. full of these resonances which are unnatural, and they distract from your voice. So, get an old duvet or comforter and put it behind you. That's it, just put it on the stand behind you. I know people put them up on clothes pegs, and put one behind the laptop and microphone as well. This creates like a sound buffer. It will stop the major echoing in the room, which is the main thing. I'm just going to move the seat round a minute. Just bear with me. Ah, that's better. I prefer this angle. I do. I have an angle in my booth and narration because I have an iPad holder up here, which you can't see. I don't know why I was indicating with my hand where it was, because you can't see. But when I'm narrating a book, that's, I need to focus on that. But it's not the most comfortable place. This is much more comfortable, much more intimate, I think. I like this position. So put up some soft material. It can be blankets, it can be duvets, comforters, anything. It's just to create this soundproofing, so it stops the resonances going around the room, which is really what you want. You want to cancel those out, and it will help with getting rid of outside noise, because there will be outside noise unless you have a booth like this one, which, let's face it, it's a sauna coffin. But it keeps all the noises from outside outside. The only noises you have are what are inside, which is good, which is what you want, because when the aeroplane goes over, when the 547 goes over that's flying to Los Angeles, no, you don't want that. It doesn't sound good on a recording. Okay, next thing, practice. Depending on what you want to do, depending on what you want to do. Now, some of you may think, oh, I want to do audiobooks, which is great. Yeah, get a book, read it, record yourself reading it. Immerse yourself in other audiobooks. Listen to how other narrators tell the stories. It will give you, I'm not saying that you should copy anybody, because I don't believe in that. I think you have your own unique talents, your own unique abilities, and you should bring that to the table. You really should. But I think it gives you some, I do, I listen to other audio artists and I think, oh, I like the way they've done that. And I will take inspiration from what they've done. But I wouldn't ever say I copy them. Because you have to identify your own niche. You have to become the narrator you are inside. And that's pretty challenging for a lot of people. It's getting that confidence that your voice is unique. And it is. Each and every one of us has a unique voice. And it's really bringing out the best in you. Bring out the best in your voice. Now, you're going to need to learn warm-up exercises. Now, you can get a voice coach. I highly recommend you get a voice coach. They don't have to be expensive. A lot of them aren't. A lot of them are very affordable. Some are very expensive. You can look around for people like Roger Love on YouTube, who does warm-up exercises and things for you. He also charges a fortune if you want to use his voice coaching services. Apparently he does a lot of work with people in Hollywood and singers, etc. A-listers, you know, the proper people. But have a look at his stuff. Have a look at warm-up. But practice, try what works. See what works for you. And that's something that people, the whole thing about voice work is it's individual. It's about you. It's about what your capabilities are, what your voice is. And you need to bring that out. And that's, a good voice coach will do that. A good voice coach will bring out your voice. And you will see the best in it. A lot of voice coaches will just take your money and give you some warm-up lessons, and that just doesn't help. Yeah. If you want to do TV stuff, if you want to do gaming stuff, then watch it. Make notes. Watch YouTube. watch YouTube, look at the transcripts and narrate the transcripts. Record yourself narrating. And this is the most important thing to get started. You have to listen to yourself. You have to realize where your strengths are. Where are your weaknesses? Where could you do better? And honestly, you will do. You will do with some practice. But it just takes a little time. Yeah. So, really, to get yourself started, start with a microphone, get a Yeti, get your laptop, PC, put some blankets around you, duvet, etc., and record on Reaper. Now, once you've got yourself to a position where you're comfortable with your voice, and you think, actually, I sound quite good here. This sounds good. This sounds really good. Then you need to start thinking about, what do I do with it? Then we come into demo reels. Now, depending on what you want to show a range, depending on which genres, which marketplaces you're targeting, you want to show a range in that. You don't want to just do the same thing over and over again. They don't want to hear that. Agents don't want to hear that. They want to hear difference. They want to hear variety. You know, I can narrate erotica till I'm blue in the face. But if that's all I did, I'd be a one-trick pony. And an agent wouldn't even look at me. Because they want to put you forward for a variety of work. And they want to know that when they put you forward, you are going to handle that. And you are going to handle it professionally. So start looking around and think about your character, your personality. And think, this is the sort of narration. This is the sort of thing that actually suits my personality. And then record some. Yeah. If you haven't got a voice coach, then even for that short period, get a good voice coach and get your demo reel sorted. A lot of studios will help you with a demo reel. But you need to sort out what you want to do first. Now, once you've got the demo reel, then you send it over to agents. You can put it on Fiverr. You can put it on LinkedIn. You can put it on social media and say, hey, look, if you're looking for a voice artist, look no further. I'm here. And genuinely, you will pick up work. You will get work. And it's not a bad job, let's face it. As long as you approach it professionally, as long as you work at it. It's like anything else. It takes effort. Yeah, it can be long hours, it can be challenging, but the potential is there. So, I hope that's useful. I know several people have been looking at getting started in voice acting, or voice over, or whatever you want to call it. It's all the same thing. You're using your voice to make money. So I hope that's given you a good idea how to start. Now, this, like I said, this is the last of Audio Secrets for a short while. We still have Wild in Bed, which continues relentlessly, as you know. That will never stop. I don't think it ever will. Yeah. I just have so many dirty ideas in my head. I really do. And next week we have Harmony Healing on a Wednesday. Now with Harmony Healing, of course, let me know if you'd prefer another day. I'll probably put a poll out on Twitter or something just to see how, you know, you guys feel about the choice of day. I've picked it for a hump day, but you may feel differently. So please give me your opinion. Now, on Monday, the second part of our gangster story. Now, obviously, how's she going to get out of this mess? Well, we don't know, do we? We're going to have to find out. But you will have to listen on Monday to find out. And to see how much darker it's going to get. I feel like something really dark, you know? Something really mischievous. So you'll have to wait till Monday. But for now, and always with your pleasure in mind, this is Devon and Wild, wishing you salacious dreams.